And the answer that occurred to me first was it looked like another moon peeking out behind Io.
But when she looked closer, she realized it was something completely different.
When I explored it, I was able to find that this large, strange object, huge plume of a volcanic eruption arising 270 kilometers over the surface of Io and raining back down onto it. So I had discovered the first ever volcanic eruption ever seen on another world besides the Earth.
Io's vibrant volcanic activity is caused by the massive gravitational pull exerted by Jupiter, which squeezes and heats the moon internally.
You could actually see, looking at the edge of Io, plumes of what turned out to be sulfur dioxide gas shooting up into space about 100 miles and dropping all this sulfur dioxide snow back on the surface. And the whole place is stained red and yellow with sulfur. It's an incredible place.
Here was a moon to swoon over. It was far more exciting and exotic than our own boring, lifeless moon. And Io was just the beginning. Soon another of Jupiter's moons, Europa, was also wowing scientists. Europa's surface had no craters. Close up, it was covered in cracks and canyons.
Europa clearly had a very young surface. We could tell that there weren't many large impact craters, and the surface was relatively smooth and cracked, not chasms going deep down into it, but cracks filled in with something darker. A recently active surface.
Looking at it, scientists realized it was similar to scenes they knew from Earth, from the poles. Europa was covered in ice, and because there were no craters, they knew that the ice must have melted and refrozen many times. And that could mean only one thing. There had to be liquid water, the crucial ingredient for life, on Europa. It got even more exciting when scientists began to speculate where the heat to melt the ice was coming from. Again, the answer lay within our own planet. On the floors of the oceans of the Earth, scientists had discovered black smokers, volcanic heat sources coming from below the Earth's crust, warming the water from below. Perhaps hot vents like these could exist under Europa's icy crust. Scientists could barely contain their excitement. Liquid water and a volcanic heat source sounded like the kind of conditions that many believe gave birth to life on Earth.